that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this beautiful Saturday morning, August 20th, 2011. We hope you'll pour yourself a cup of coffee. Join us today for the good news from the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'll be right back after this song.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, that will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And that old wheel will do just that. You got to remember that if you find yourself maybe down at the bottom of the barrel or underneath the wheel sometimes, is understand it's not going to be that way forever. That old wheel will roll around again, and we say good morning to you. We've got coffee poured here at the Radio Ranch, and it's a good thing we've got it too, because it's about 48 degrees outside with a little breeze. We had some wind yesterday and some rain, and it's good to have some coffee poured this morning, I can tell you that. Well, good morning, Cowboy Kyle.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing today?
Good. Where I'm at, it's just barely getting light. If I look to my right, which would be west, it's still pretty dark. So, but it's beautiful here. It's probably about, 58. You know, it's supposed to get like 93 here today. But it's beautiful, and I'm glad to be with you guys today.
Well, praise the Lord. We're glad you're here, Cowboy Kyle. And we do have some good warm coffee poured, and we're going to go to the Heavenly Father in prayer, and then we've got several things to talk about this morning. So if you'll join us. Almighty Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this beautiful day you've given us. The sun's coming up. The birds are singing. The cattle are out in the field. And Lord, we know you own those thousand hills and the cattle on those thousand hills, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather around the Radio Ranch mic, Lord, to be able to read from your word and to be able to broadcast out our thoughts, our take on things. And Father, we just ask that you would guide and direct us, that you would prepare our hearts, give us the words to say, and prepare the hearts of the people out there. Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We can gather around. Lord, we know that there's people joining us all around the world, all around the country, pouring their coffee this morning and tuning in. And We just ask for your blessings on the broadcast. Father, we ask for your blessings on church tomorrow. So we put this invitation out for your remnant to join us at church tomorrow. And we just give you all the praise and glory for all things and ask that you would guide and direct us this beautiful morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, folks, Radio Ranch Kyle had a few things to do. He's up in the Northwest this week and taking care of some business up there. So, Mr. Kyle, I'll let you start out. How are things up there this morning?
Things are going pretty good. I'm pretty much getting accomplished what I wanted to get accomplished. The main thing is, I think, R&R.
Amen.
And it has been that way, and you know, it's kind of good to get away, but I can tell you already it's going to be good to get back to. So. But things are going okay up here. You know, we kind of stay away from certain areas up here because not only does it, you know, affect you in the physical, because you know, you can kind of get angry or upset or whatever with certain things you see, but it affects you in the spiritual, and we found that out in the past when we came back here. That this, you know, this is one of those cities, Portland is, you know, even though I'm not really in Portland, we're on the outskirts, but Portland is one of those cities that just have a bad spirit about it, you know, and you can feel it, you know, so we kind of know where to stay away from a little bit, you know, but it's going good. The weather's been great, and almost too great. I was hoping it'd be a little bit cool. In fact, I wouldn't have minded to see some rain just because, you know, Wyoming's been having such a good summer. It was, you know, I was kind of looking forward to not having to deal with it. But we got the heat here now. I guess it's the hottest day of the year here. And maybe I brought it with me. I don't know.
It might have followed you out there, that's for sure.
The coffee's good here, just like it is there.
Well, good,
I'm
good.
Good cup of coffee.
Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear. You know, folks, we've had some, a couple of emails. Kyle, I wanted to read one to you. Hopefully it's encouraging to you. I got it this morning. It's encouraging to me. And it's from Pat. Pat's back east. Pat's done a lot of song rewrites. And Pat and Jerry, good Christians. Down south, and they sent an encouraging email in. I just wanted to share it with you. And it says, just wanted to let you, and it's addressed to me, Richard, Jason, Kyle, and Ramrod know the programs you've stepped up and are bringing are blessings. You're all continuing to teach the truth of God's Word, and Kyle is growing and is becoming a good teacher. I look forward to the Saddle Up programs, and your program testing on Thursday night was timely for me. It's a joy in the midst of grief to hear pastors' wranglers pressing on and instructing the flock. I miss Pastor Peters, and I'm sure the rest of the remnant do, but he taught you well, and a big part of him is in your teachings. Y'all are doing a great labor of love, and I thank the good Lord for you. We continue to lift Scriptures for America up in prayers to the Heavenly Father daily. Much love in Christ from Pat. So, Pat, we sure appreciate that letter of encouragement. That encouraging
that
to you,
definitely
Kyle?
It definitely is encouraging, but there's some, I didn't know about what went on Thursday night. What's this testing thing about?
Oh, that was my program. See, Kyle, I listened into your program, you know, but granted, you're on a little R&R, so the messages are archived at the website. And sometimes we just have to remind each other about that, don't we?
We do. Maybe I was just setting you up to plug your show.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. No, we... you know, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle's come up with an excellent show along with theme music and everything on Tuesday night, and it's called Saddle Up, and it is a good program. He basically presents the gospel of Jesus Christ and compares it and proves it with the truth of the Bible, but compares it to some of the perverted gospels that are out there, which are most of them that you hear at these Judeo-Christian churches. That's about right, isn't it, Kyle?
Yeah, I think that sums
covers
it up well.
And
yes, sir.
So what I did is on Thursday night, I just had I don't really have a program name. It's just kind of live from the Radio Ranch. The thoughts that were occurring to me that I put together for Thursday night, I called it test time. And, You know, it's just that the Bible gives us instructions and then and directions and guidance, and then God gives us tests. You know, we know that we're going to have tests. We have tests all throughout our life. Sometimes we pass them, and when we pass those tests, then the next time we have that test, hopefully it's a little easier because, you know, we're on common ground. We know that we've already passed the test, and it strengthens us to be able to pass it the next time it comes. But then the opposite is true as well. When we fail those tests that God puts before us, then we still get to take the test again. We still get retested. And God gives us another opportunity to pass it. And it's really up to us whether we pass or fail. Whether we, you know, and then the way we pass is that we apply the things that, you know, we read from Timothy where he instructs us not to be ashamed of the gospel and to suffer hardship for the gospel. And so sometimes those things come upon us, and it just that it's testing. And but anyway, so that's kind of how Thursday night's program went. And so had a couple songs in there, and so
that sounds really good. I mean, boy, isn't that the case? I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of test after test. Some tests are easier than others. You know, I kind of think of that song that, you know, used to be popular a few years back, you know, if you're going through hell, keep on going, because that's kind of what it's like, you know.
Yes.
You just need to buckle down, you know, and get through that test as fast as you can. You know, I mean, I think the song says before the devil even knows you're there or whatever, but there's kind of some truth to that because, you know, the longer you take taking that test, you know, the more the problems get bigger and bigger and the pressure whelms, you know. There's a big what would you call it, not story, but a big issue there on taking tests, that's for sure.
And it's not a one-time thing.
I can see why, you know, that I think Paul, you know, talked about not being a novice, you know, when you're a teacher and stuff, because there's things in life you just got to go through. It doesn't mean you're smarter. It doesn't mean you're wiser. But at the same time, you know, you got to go through these things that do make you smarter and wiser and, you know, and more knowledgeable on life.
Yeah, it's called experience. It's called experience, and that's why the Bible says not to, you know, not to have a, what is it, Kyle, about not having a young man teach.
Yeah,
a novice, because you need those life experiences, and you can't always sign up for them.
No, nobody signs up
for
them.
You know? No, the ones that you get that really mean that matter the most are the hard ones. You know, they're the hard ones. They're the ones that involve family, and they're the ones that involve friends, and they're the ones that involve, you know, things like losing your job or having the opportunity to go to a better job and having to make that decision. And, you know, the more we try to pass those tests on our own, the worse they get and the worse grade we get. Because, you know, when you try to face this world alone, without Christ, you're basically relying on your own strength. You're relying on your own intuition, you might say. You're relying on your own wisdom to be able to pass it. And, you know, when God's given a test, he tells us in his word that we'll be tested. He gives us the instructions. It's really, and this is the really nice thing I like about it, is it's an open book test. It always is. Because you can always go to the Word, and you can open the Bible and see how, you know, that God's people throughout time were tested. You know, you think about how King David was tested, you know, actually before he was king. But, you know, here he's done nothing but good for Saul. And Saul has just had an evil spirit come upon him, and Saul is just out to kill him. You know, sometimes, and Saul was almost, would you even say bipolar? Would that be a right term?
Yeah, I think it probably would be, yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes Saul was just, David would play the harp and sing and play the music, and it would soothe Saul, and then, you know, it would say something. Saul would look at him and think, you know, I can throw a javelin right through him and stick him to the wall, I think is what the Bible says. And he would try to do that, and David would have to escape. And, you know, then God delivered Saul into David's hands several times where he's able to go and be right there with Saul. And David could have, it appears anyway, gotten rid of the, would you call it a thorn in his side? Because Saul was sure a thorn in his side as he's chasing him all over the country. David could have done that many times. But what did David do? He passed the test. You know, I remember him telling one of his, reading about, I wasn't there, but reading about him telling one of his, what, his armor bearer, one of his men, that, you know, he says, don't you know that, you know, we're not to touch God's anointed. And David passed that test, and he was blessed for it. And we have to do the same thing. We have the instructions. We have the word. That was one of the other things I talked about Thursday night, Kyle, was that the reason that we have the problems that we have in the land is that we don't read our Bibles. I mean, that's right. just it's sin for sure. But the people sin because they don't know what sin is. They don't know that it's a transgression of the law, and they don't know what the law is because they don't read the word. And talked about Horace Greeley's quote about not being able to enslave a Bible-reading people, but then brought out the fact that the opposite is true, too. You can enslave a non-Bible-reading people. And that's really where we're at today.
Well, like you said, it's an open book test, but so many people don't use what's right there and available for them. You know, I mean, there they are in an open book test, and they're trying to do what you just said. They're trying to do it on their own know-how, you know, their own will instead of God's will. And it might seem like you're getting through it at times, but if you're apart from the will of God, this book, you're apart from the right answer.
Well, anyway, that's just, folks, to give you kind of an idea of, like Pat said, about some of the programs that we are continuing on and here at Scriptures for America Ministry. You can go to the website, sfaw.org, or scripturesforamerica.org, either one. They both go to the same place. And these messages are archived. The live broadcast Monday through Friday night are archived there as well. At the very bottom of that home page, there's a link to sfawbn.com. And that stands for Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. And that is our network website. We have other programs there in addition to the Monday through Friday live broadcasts, in addition to the Sunday church broadcasts. You can go there and hear the archives of this program, Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. You can also hear the archives of some of the other programs we have. We have a real good show on Sundays with, I believe, is it Kurt Wilson? I think it is, the Armchair Survivalist. It's a real good show, and you can go and hear that there at that SFAWBN. And back on the SFAW.org website, one new thing I think we got up just yesterday is the Resource Center. Our broadcast man, Todd, out in Pennsylvania, him and his wife have both been working very hard to get our Resource Center back up. We give many thanks and blessings out to them. And so we make that announcement that the Resource Center, where you can go and see basically our catalog online, and you can order resources there, whether it's books or Bibles, CDs, archive messages, things like that. We have them available there by the grace of God, and we just thank Him for the technology and for the ability to be able to do that. It's been a long time coming. We had some antichrist hack into our website and pretty well destroy the Resource Center several months ago. And not that it's been a busy spring and summer, but it's been a long time coming getting this Resource Center back up. So we would encourage you, if you're listening to us on the Internet, if you have Internet access, should be able to even do that. If you don't have Internet, you can go to usually your local library, and they have Internet access on computers. And sometimes a librarian will even help you find, if you're not real familiar with the computer or the working on the website, will help you, you know, help you out with that. So we encourage you to go to our online resource center. You can also make donations there, and that's sfaw.org. The Resource Center has access right there on the front. And if you want to go right to the Resource Center, I believe you can go to SFAWCART.com, and that'll let you get there as well. So, and if you don't want to go on the internet, but you'd like one of our brand new catalogs that is as up to date as it can be and printed, Kyle printed all those right before he took a little R&R. We do have that available, and that's the 2011 Scriptures for America Resource Catalog. It has all the books we carry, the Bibles, and as well as the messages from Pastor's message number 101 all the way through the last three messages that he delivered at this past year's Branson, Missouri gathering. So if you'd like that catalog, we ask that you'd send us a $5 offering just to help cover the printing costs and a little bit of the postage. And again, our address is Scriptures for America Ministry, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. That's right here in the good old USA. Used to be good old USA anyway. Well, Kyle, I got a song for you this morning, a little cowboy song to tie in with your cowboy songs you have on Solutions. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about something going on in Texas, in Arlington. We'll be right back, folks.
I saw the light.
And I got the word.
I know that it's right.
And have you heard?
I'm going to
ride the cowboys, get me to ride the cowboys, get me to ride the cowboys. Ride on the golden range up in the sky,
up in the sky, up in the sky.
Yes, we'll ride, cowboy, and make some way up in the sky.
Brother Buffalo Bill and Sister Lou's gonna be there, brother, like me and you. And old Kid Carson, he will too, way up in the sky.
He's gonna ride,
cowboy, help me ride, cowboy, help me ride, cowboy, help me ride on the golden range up in the sky.
Way up in the sky,
up in the sky,
way up in the sky.
Yes, we'll ride, cowboy, help me way up in the sky.
Get around me, children, get your Bibles out. Get your prayer bones ready, gonna tell you about how to love one another till you almost shout, cause you're living by the book of life, I mean.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Tell them, brother.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, brother. Tell about that book of life.
Matthew, Timothy, Jude, and John, Zebaniah, Zachariah, and Philemon. They all got the word, but you must read on about Goliath and the book of life. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, brother, tell
him
about Goliath, too.
When David slew that giant so tall, Bruce, that was mightful, big and small, he'll play his harp, as I recall, way up in the sky.
He's going to
play cowboys, can't beat him, play cowboys, can't beat him, play cowboys, can't beat him, play on the golden harp up in the sky,
up in the sky.
What do you think of that?
That's pretty good. Where'd you get that one from?
Oh, that's the Cowboy Camp Meeting. And that's the bar. Yeah. That's our little CD we got here, the Bar D Wranglers. And folks, I don't know who these people are. I think we've told you before, Pastor picked this CD up somewhere. But if you like that, they're just down in Durango, Colorado. I'll give you their website, www.bardchuckwagon.com. Bardchuckwagon.com, if you like it. They've got some good ones. They do Wayfaring Stranger, and they're cowboy singers if you like them. You know, yeah. Kyle, I'm glad the radio ranch wranglers can't sing like that, huh?
Yeah, me too. So what's going on in Texas? I haven't heard.
Well, a couple things. You know, we got some. Of course, they got the drought down there like crazy. One thing we found out is our hay prices just about doubled this year. You know, we were able to cut a little bit of hay here. We do have a working cattle and horse ranch here at the radio ranch, but we do have to buy hay to get through these lovely winters that we have here, and hay prices just shy of doubled this year, Kyle. And we're able to get it right across the street. And I talked to the man we get it from, and he said, well, the reason for that is, you know, we were about $80 a ton last year. We're looking at $140 a ton this year. And he said the reason for that is they're sending about 4,000 tons to Texas and Oklahoma. And he said the person that's buying them from them is paying top dollar. And he's having to hold back the hay that we want to buy and giving it to us at a lot better price than what he could give it to. These people taking it to Texas. And he said, you know, come first of the year, they're going to name their price in Texas. Because Texas and Oklahoma are just getting hit real hard with a drought. And we do need to keep our brethren down there in our prayers. But, you know, God is doing his best, I think, to get the attention of his people. You know, he's the one that holds back the rain. He's the one that allows the rain. And I guess the Texas Governor Perry is going to run for president. Have you been hearing anything on that?
I did hear that. I didn't really get into the details, but I did hear that he was going to run for president. Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Well, I saw a little tidbit on Fox News. Just caught my eye. You know, comrade, we move closer and closer to a communist state. You know, Walmart had their little, if you see something, say something. That's been out for a little while now. Department of Homeland Security really pushed that through the Walmarts and made that available. Many people saw it. A lot of people didn't, but it basically Department of Homeland Security came out with a big program, actually, public service announcements, and it's basically if you see something, say something. And then it wasn't very long after that that, lo and behold, the Norway shooter came up, this, you know, so-called right-wing Aryan Christian domestic terrorist. And we have Janet Napolitano telling us the very same thing, that and now that even the president coming out, you know, the America's greatest threat right now are the right-wing homegrown domestic terrorists. And those are people that might buy things with cash. And just the whole rigmarole on that, I think Jason talked about that the other night, but saw this on Fox News just this morning, and it's Texas City, and that's Arlington, offers reward for truancy tips. It says Arlington, Texas is offering a first-of-its-kind program to keep kids in school. That's what they say. Any person who reports students who are skipping class will be given a reward. How about that, Kyle? The incentive they give, it'll offer $20 to a tipster who reports a student who has skipped school for the day, and $40 to the tipster if the student has missed several days of school. And it's called You Earn, They Learn, Stop Truancy. How about that? And it's a partnership between the school and the police department. You know, it's a shame they can't have a partnership between the Arlington School District and the churches to keep the kids in school. No, we'll partner with the police department. And it says many parents do believe the incentives will work. How about that? Anyway, just want to put that out there. You go, Arlington. That better keep your kids in that public school. That's what Mother May I says to do. Or doesn't say where the $20 are coming from. But it's basically rat out your neighbor time. You know, if
that's
you see something,
it's,
say something.
It's time, yeah. I remember, you know, I mean, I grew up in public schools. Not proud of it, but you know, I remember when we would. There'd be at least a week, maybe more than that, a year that my mother and father would take me out of school and we'd go hunting or camping or fishing or something, and the teachers would usually be, oh, that's great, you know, I mean, that you guys get to go there as a family and everything. Well,
yep.
as then we raised our children in public schools, I mean, when we try to take them out to go do similar things, it was looked down upon, like, oh, you can't do that. I mean, you know, like my kids were gonna, you know, just their brain was gonna like wither away if we didn't get them in school every single minute of every single day. You know, I mean, and it was actually like they would get mad at us, you know, for taking our kids out of school,
right?
To take them on a week trip, you know, and it's all about, you know, the what the pastor used to call a USSA, you know, I mean, and you know, it's. These chains that they're putting around everybody's neck, you know, and at first it's just the liberals, teachers and principals and things like that, but then it goes down to where other mothers and fathers look down upon you when you do that, you know,
right.
Like, like you're doing something evil.
Well, it's because they're doing it. You know, they're
right.
they're participating in the system, and then when you're not, you know, it don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat.
Right.
Don't you know you can't pull your kids out of school? I was the same way, Kyle. I grew up in the public education system, and you know, starting in junior high, down there in Florida where I went and went to school, we had I worked at the trap club, you know, the skeet and trap club, and they'd have big
yeah.
shoots down there, and I'd have to take about 3 days, 3 or 4 days off of school, and this is in eighth grade, to be able to work. And in eighth grade, I just went in, talked to my principal, and he said, you know, of course, we're talking late 70s here. He said, make sure you got all your schoolwork done and talk to your teachers. And then the next
yep.
year, did the same thing. And the next year, I had about four other boys out there working with me. And then we were lucky because that administration moved from the junior high to the high school with us. And so they knew us. And, you know, it ended up being about six of us. And we would do that. We'd get about a week off school. And but we were working. We weren't out, you know, what you'd call truant. We were out working. And they allowed that. They understood the need for that back then. And, again, it was working at a gun club. I can remember taking our, having our assistant principal, Mr. Payne. He was an ex-Marine. How'd you like to have him as a assistant principal? But that was his name, Mr. Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. And, you know, on when we'd have... be working at the gun club, you know, he'd come out and I'd have my shotgun in the trunk of the car, you know, a couple hundred rounds of shotgun shells, because that's where we were going, to the gun club. He'd come out and take a look at it, and, Mr. Payne, look at this Remington 1100 I just got. Dad and I just got it. Man, he'd take it, rack it, make sure it was open, throw it up, swing it around like he's shooting a couple birds, and hand it back to me and said, man, that's a fine little shotgun there. Be careful with it. And we'd lock it back in my trunk, finish out school, and go to the gun club after school. You know, that's the way it used to be. But it's sure not that way now, folks. It's sure not. And if you're not homeschooling, if there's any way possible that you can, I'd suggest that you do it. Just, you know, it's like Wyoming not being for everyone. I guess homeschooling's not for everyone. But if there's any way you can, I'd sure recommend it. Well, Kyle, what do you say we open up the phone lines? Does that sound all right to you?
Definitely.
We've got a few more things to talk about. Printed a couple more news articles out. But we'll open up the phone lines. We are coming to you live this 20th of August. Halfway through the broadcast. And the phone lines, same phone lines for all the shows, 307-745-5913. If you want to call in and say good morning and share a story with us. Got another note on from Tom in Texas on the this past Tuesday night solutions program. We had, of course, Doug and Paul and Charles on there, and they basically, when I talked to Doug earlier in the day, what they talked about was origins of Christianity, origins of man, and we actually put together a real quick origins packet. I'll plug it real quick. We've already had half a dozen orders for it, but basically the origin packet is a recording, a CD of that 8/16/11 broadcast of Solutions. And then also three of the pastor's classic messages, back to CD number 102, which is Man and Then Adam, the true creation story. And then message number 103 and 104, which is What Noah's Flood Was Not, part one and part two. Thought those were good messages of the true origin of man and the origin of the Bible as well. And then we included with that the Greatest Discovery book from Pastor Peters. Got a great book from Charles Wiseman called The Origin of Race and Civilization. And that's a good book to see the origin of the other races and the origins of other civilizations other than man, Adam. And then also by E. Raymond Capp, The Abrahamic Covenant. So we offered all that. It's $40 if you add all that up separate. We offered that as the origin packet for a $30 offering. And like I said, just in the last couple of days, we've already got half a dozen orders for that. So... and that's what Tom wrote in here from Texas, wrote a whole page, full page front and back, and just talking about all types of things about the origin. So I think that kind of hit a nerve, and we thought that that would be a good little packet that you could share with, you know, some of your friends, whether it's teachers or friends, just as far as the origins, the difference between man and the other races. and Charles Wiseman's book, The Origin of Race and Civilization, does such an excellent job on that. It's just truth, you know. Uses quotes right out of the Bible, uses old drawings, and anyway, just another just another tool that we're trying to provide to you, just another way to feed the sheep, to allow you out there to share those truths with your friends and family. So again, if you want to call in this morning, 307-745-5913. Kyle, while we're maybe waiting on a phone call, how about a little imprecatory prayer? You feel like blasting some atheists this morning?
Lead away.
How about that? Oh, got another little note here. Al sent it in to us and says, atheist, humanist, and other secular-minded residents of North and South Carolina are coming together for a convention. Humanist and free thinkers of Cape Fear. How about that? They're going to have a atheist convention, I guess, is what it's going to be. It's coming up in November. So, and then Al, I think, puts down and says, seems they're deliberately attempting to invade Bible Belt territory and plotting their attacks. May they meet the God of Israel along the way. I like that. And I guess one of the days they're starting is on 11-11-11 is when they're starting it. And he even makes comment that they understand the value of numbers. But do you remember what Bullinger's book on numbers says about the number 11?
I know one of the things it says is it means destruction.
It does mean destruction. And so here the atheists are going to gather on Destruction Day, Destruction Day, Destruction Day. So go ahead for it, atheists.
That's fine, you know, for them to do that because, you know, they don't. You know, they're one of those people that we were talking about earlier who even though they don't believe in God or they say they don't believe in God, you know, you really find out when their life's on the line, whether they believe or not. But they don't want to have an instruction manual to help them through situations. They want to think that they can do it all themselves. And whenever you have that attitude, whether you're a so-called atheist or a so-called Christian, if you have that attitude, you're going to find that definition for 11 in front of you all the time, and that is destruction, because there's no other way out other than the instruction manual.
That's right. Absolutely. No other way out. Well, I'll start a prayer, Kyle, if you'll finish it up.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we lift these so-called humanists and free thinkers up to you. And Lord, we just repeat what Al said, Lord, let them meet you along their way. Father, if they are yours, we ask that you would let your presence be known to them. Lord, grant them repentance, if at all possible. If they can repent, if they are of the people and the civilization that can repent, O Lord, we ask that you would grant it to them. Lord, we read in the Bible that in days of old, the apostles found a temple and an altar to the unknown God. Well, Lord, if that's the case here, we just ask that you would open these people, those that are yours, open their eyes to who you are, to your plan, to your word, to your son, Jesus Christ. Let them see the error of their ways before it's too late, Lord, because there will come a time when it will be too late. And so we just lift them up to you, Lord. Father, if they're given an opportunity to seek your son, they turn away from it, O Lord. I can't help but think of what Jesus Christ himself said when he said, those that will not have me rule and reign over them, bring them here and slay them at my feet. Well, Lord, we just turn them over to you. We ask that you would deal with them as you see fit. You know best, and we just trust in you that you would take care of this. Allow them not to recruit any of yours. Turn them, if they can, to your glory. In Jesus' name.
Oh yes, Lord, we ask you to bring them at the foot of the cross and do with them what you need to do. And we know these people are dishonorable people. They dishonor their father and mother, and even if they're just if it's just their father in heaven, how much more dishonor that can you have than to say, I don't believe in you. I don't believe in you, Dad. You know, and we ask you to bring that destruction upon these people, to get them out of our view, get them out of our sight, get them out of our hearing range, Lord, that they don't bring their false doctrines in upon our children, our loved ones, our people, because we know how that can affect them in the future. We ask you, Lord, to do what you said you would do with people like this or snakes like this. And we ask you to do it quickly.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
We ask you to, you know, that how long, Lord, how long is it going to be before the fire comes down? And it looks like it's ready to be stacked and bundled and bound and ready to throw on the fire to me. And I ask you, Lord, that you hasten that day, that you get it here, and you help us out of these tumultuous times, Lord. And we ask for your judgment, I guess is what I'm asking for,
yes.
Lord, for it to come down, come quickly, and be done. As Jesus told Judas, go, do what you got to do, do it quickly. I'm asking you, Lord, come, do what you're going to do, and do it quickly. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
I hear the phone.
You hear the phones? Well, let's see. We got a couple callers. We got one that's been on for a couple minutes. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to coffee.
Good morning. Hello?
Yes, good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, I am?
Yes, ma'am.
I had a question regarding having placed an order back on July 13th.
Okay.
In two letters, and I never received a... Well, the thing is, I enclosed cash.
Well, we appreciate that. I tell you what, if you'll give me a call back after the top of the hour, I'll be able to talk to you about it. We'll sure look into it, and I'll get your name, and we'll get that figured out. Would that be all right? We're doing a live radio show right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right. And, folks, we do say when you do send stuff in, we do appreciate it. We process it everything the week we get it, I assure you of that. But our good old U.S. Postal Service, who are spending more money than Carter's got pills, they take their sweet time with our material. So if you do send something in, we ask that you would give it at least a month, and hopefully we'll get that taken care of. Let's go to this other caller. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Richard. This is Tom in Texas.
Well, hey, Tom. You're the one who sent us the two-page email on the Solutions Origins.
Yeah, I just...
Great.
Sometimes I'll just sit down and write off the top of my head. You know,
appreciate it.
Whatever the Spirit inspires me. I just have to, for what I just come to conclusive meanings and understandings where everyone else is lost in a false paradigm of, well, creation and science. And, well, I say that one science is the knowledge of creation. That you,
absolutely,
our God is the God of order.
Absolutely. And, absolutely. And we appreciate you taking the time to send that stuff in, Tom.
And, you know, with the Word of God as a cornerstone of our understanding, that's how we receive the peace that goes beyond our understanding. It takes a spirit, not a scholar, to get the Bible.
Amen to that. And that's why the learned men of Jesus' day didn't get it, didn't understand it, you know? Just didn't at all because they were not of the Spirit.
Just because a parrot can speak does not make it intelligent. You know, there's a lot of the thumpers out there that want to quote this and quote that and say, I'm an avid Baptist. Well, do you understand what you're reading?
Yeah, and they don't. They don't at all. You know, that's the thing I don't understand, and maybe you can explain this to me, Kyle, or you, Tom. When Jesus said, think not that I came to abolish the law,
mm-hmm.
What part of that do they not understand?
I'll explain, like, at my job, there's a lot of people say that, you know, Jesus is not about the death penalty or nothing, and I'll explain to them about the woman caught in adultery, and I was like, what did he say? We lived him without sin. I was like, what does that mean? Well, it means whatever wrong you've done. No, it means sin in question, not sin in general, meaning the sin in question, meaning
right.
The two, three witnesses that got the person in the act, go ahead and chuck them.
Yep,
but
absolutely.
The fact that they brought her to him alone, you know, that doesn't tell, you know, if they'd have picked up stones to stone her, you know, he was in between the lines and what he wrote in the sand, you're next.
Right.
They brought. There'd have been two, three more executions that day.
That's right. Well, Tom, we're hearing about the droughts and stuff down in Texas. How are things down there? How are the people looking at that?
It's dry in my area out in the east. A lot of trees are going brown, and I live on a lake, so that water level's way low.
I'm sure.
We get spurts of it every once in a while, but nothing that amounts to anything.
What are your thoughts on Perry down there? running for president. Is that we're seeing several things on the internet, you know, that, hey, we sure don't need another George Bush. I guess that's how they're looking at him.
I'll still vote for Jesus Christ. He
Amen.
Isn't getting my vote. People want to say that it's funny how spellcasted people are, because if I condemn Obama, they'll say, oh, you're a Republican. I'll be like, no. There's two horns on a goat, one on the left and one on the right, and I'm tired of the dialectical game. Mm-hmm. I recognize what I'm looking at, and there again, another false paradigm that people are loath to be under the spell of goat groupies.
That's what
Peters calls them.
That's just what they are.
Yep.
Well, Tom, we appreciate the call. Appreciate you joining us. And
sure.
Hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
Ladies
and gentlemen, we still have a few more minutes. If you do want to call in, 307-745-5913. You know, one of the tests we talked about earlier, we were talking about testing, but, you know, one of the tests is that you can test God. He gives us tests, but there's a place in the Bible that he says to test him. See if I got this here. I'll try to play it for you. We got a little ad on it. Many people don't know that because many people don't read the Word, even these New Testament Christians. They might read the New Testament, but we're told in Malachi to test God. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
Have you tested the system? How's that work for you? Have you tested unemployment? What about the job market? Have you actually searched the want ads? Maybe you've tested the stock market. Did it get a passing grade? In the test of the world, one day you get the results you want, and the next, there may be an F for failure, as in the stock market crash of last year. Why not test a surefire system that absolutely won't let you down? This ministry offers a surefire, no-gimmicks message that will guarantee you success in the world and in the world to come. How can they do that, you ask? Well, it's simple. God said it. Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith Jehovah of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. God said, prove me now. The word prove simply means to test. That's right, you can test God. Try him at his word. He won't let you down. Malachi 3:11 says, we will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. How can you have the devourer rebuked on your behalf? By supporting this ministry. God said, bring ye the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. What is that food? It's the Word. The ministry is committed to preaching and teaching the truth of God's Word, the meat and the milk. If you want to be blessed, obey God in every way you can. If you want to be abundantly blessed, then add to that obedience tithes and offerings. Support Scriptures for America worldwide. Go to our website, www.sfaw.org. You can also write to us at Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. If you don't like stamps, try us by email. Send your emails to preacher@sfaw.org.
And there you go, folks. If you read your Bible, you learn you can test God. He'll test you, but you can test him. And he never fails his tests. He's never failed for me. How about you, Kyle?
No, sir.
Nope.
You know, sometimes you wonder how he's getting you through it, but when you get through it, you look back, you can see his work the whole way.
And you know, folks, we offer that out as encouragement to you. Because, believe me, we know of the trials and testing that are going on out there. We have the emails, we know that we sure pray here for those that write in and request it. You know, we offer up prayers for those that, you know, who's write in and tell us that, you know, the wives are overdue and not wanting to go get Caesareans, and know that we pray for that. We pray when people write in and say, you know, I've lost my job, I've got bills to pay, can't make ends meet. need a job, need work. We get so many of those. We want you to know out there that this ministry does pray for his people. Pray for the, and we do pray for those that, that write in and request those type things, and that we pray for the ministry and the congregation in general as well. That, and we learned it from the pastor, that we pray that you would prosper even as your soul prospers. But it comes back to reading the Word. You know, so many people say that, you know, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, help us to be better Christians, those type things. Well, the way to do that is to draw near to Him and to have Him draw near to you. And we do that by reading His Word. Read the Bible. You know, the Word tells us there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that happens to us today, to His people, that hasn't happened already. In one way or another. The Bible is full of examples. It says that all Scripture is good for learning and for teaching, for reproof, for rebuke. But if you don't read it, if you've only read a little bit of it, you think, oh, well, God loved the world, and so that's everything. You know, it's just, that's just not the way it is. And so we would encourage you to you know, open the book for the test. You won't pass the test without the book, without the Word. And we just, you know, encourage you in the strongest possible way to read the Word, to take that. Remember that quote from Horace Greeley, that it is impossible to enslave a Bible-reading people. Well, if you don't want to be a slave to the world, a servant to the world, read your Bible. It's as simple as that. Read it, understand it, pray for understanding. Pray to have your eyes opened. And, you know, the Bible is a book of action. You know, if you knock on that door, the door will be opened. Isn't that what it says, Kyle?
That is what it says, you know, and it's time that we start believing it. You know, you mentioned Solutions doing a show on Origin. Did they get into Seed Line Talk or
no, they didn't.
Like that?
No, they didn't. But you know, I talked to Doug, and I think they're going to plan to continue on with that program this next week. I don't know if they're going to go into that or not.
Well, you know, it just came. You know, you're talking about the Word, you're talking about the Bible, you know, and it came to my mind that they're, you know, the second or third to last verse in the Bible. Revelations, you know, it says, I testify to everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written in this book. And it just, you know, you got all those people out there who don't open the manual. You know, they won't look at it,
right.
You know. And we prayed against those atheists, you know, or people like them, you know. And then you got these guys, you know, these perverts on the pulpits that open these books and they add to it and they take away from it all the time, you know. On issues that have to do with salvation, being saved, you know, they do that all the time. They add to it and take away. You know, well, then you got these clowns out there that don't even look at the verses on salvation, but they're all this, they've got all this knowledge on this unwritten stuff, you know. And I believe there's certain things you can read between the lines and you can get the gist out of it. But there's things out there that they go so far off on the deep end that, there's a warning here. You know, if you want to take a chance of being yanked out of the tree of life, you know, your name written out of that Lamb's Book of Land, you go ahead, you know, you go ahead and you add to and you take away from the Bible, and that's the kind of dangerous ground you're gonna be find yourself on.
That's
so
right.
Anyway, I've been kind of reading a couple of Seed Line books because we, you know, occasionally we get callers in there that
right we do
they don't want to talk about baptism for the remission of sins. They want to talk about Seed Line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard, how many times did you hear the pastor say, what does it matter how they got here? They're here.
Exactly.
You know, let's deal with them.
Right.
You know?
It doesn't matter if they parachuted in, if they came in on boat or ship, or if they walked.
Yeah.
The enemy is here.
They are here. And for some reason, this ministry about his people, because we are about his people, the Israel truth, it brings in some of those doctrines, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we have to deal with those doctrines. And some people are real good about it. Well, you know, I think that, you know, the tree of knowledge of good and evil was Satan, and he had relationships with Eve. And so, you know, but, you know, that's just what I think, they'll say. But there's these people that if you don't agree with that, you know, it's like you're going to hell. You know, it's like, well, what does it matter how they got here? You know, but I think one of these days I'm going to do a show on the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I think it'll get a lot of response, good and bad. And it's not to put down the seed line doctrine. It's just to say, this is what the word says, you know. Let's don't add to it and take away from it. Let's don't say that, you know, Cain had these children that stowed away on Noah's Ark. And you know,
yeah, let's don't add to it. But if they would just read the word, you know, Genesis
right.
4, you know, now, Kyle, you've been married for what, 30 years now? How long?
Well, 28, yeah.
28. I've been married for 25 years. You've got children. I've got children. Folks, read the word. You know, seed. You think you believe the seed line doctrine, the double. You know, Kyle and I've had this conversation before that you look through the Bible at the different, the way brothers turn out, the way this brother goes to the left and that brother goes to the right, and you know, the heart of man is evil continuously. We are born that way, folks. It's the way it is. You look at Genesis 4. Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. Now, you know, without being crude, folks, when a man has relations with his wife, she gets pregnant. And then she has his child. And that's what Genesis 4 says. It's just as simple as that. Well, Kyle, if you do a program on that, you make sure you let me know when you're going to do it. Because I want to listen in. I certainly want to do that, for sure. Well, partner, we are just about out of time. Just want to say thank you, Kyle, for getting up early out there on the Pacific time and joining us an hour early. We thank all of you for joining us from sea to shining sea. It's been coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. I'm just about finished my thermos of coffee here. I'll have one more sip here when we're done. We do thank all of you for joining us. We thank you for your tithes and support that make these broadcasts possible. As we said at the beginning, we invite you to church tomorrow. Come into church. We've got a great broadcast. If you watched last week, you saw some classic vintage Pastor Peters. What is Truth? Part 1. Tune in tomorrow. We've got What is Truth? Part 2. Very few people have seen this. It was preached years and years ago, but that truth is more appropriate and more applicable today and needed more today than even when he first preached it. So tune in. We'll be live. I've actually got communion since Kyle's visiting out, so I've got a communion message called Examine Yourself. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Well, Kyle, thanks again for joining us. You have a great weekend and have a safe trip back.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Folks, again, join us at church tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, sfaw.org. Good morning.